Excuse me. If you're gonna be sobbing like that, I'll need to be a little quieter. Some of us are trying to study here. Wait. If you're gonna leave, then take these. I mean, you're crying a river and leaking fluid from your nasal factory. So I figure that you'll need a box of tissue. So, yeah. Take them. What? I'm studying. That's what I'm doing here. Yeah. This apartment building has a recreational garden on its rooftop. Open 24/7 and hasn't been ruined by idiots yet. Why wouldn't I use it? Yeah, late at night is the perfect time to come up here. No one is usually up here around this time. Well, the keyword is usually. Because you're up here now. It's fine. No need for an apology. Yeah, that's me. What of it? And you believe them when it comes to those rumors? First off, don't buy into those rumors so quickly. They are often baseless and made to screw your perception. Second, maybe I wouldn't be so mean and grumpy if some of the residents learned a thing or two about human decency. Aside from that, what's with you? I don't think these flowers are so beautiful that they would cause a human to water them with their tears. Oh, come on. I've heard a lot of silly things. So I think you're fine. Besides, you look like you need to let it out anyways. Actually, I changed my mind. That is silly. I mean, I'm literally sitting right here. Nothing. So, break up, huh? That sucks. So, who was she? Or him? Yeah. So basically, you thought you struck gold, but you ended up striking fool's gold. I see. So is this your first, or... Wow. Sounds like you got some terrible luck there. You sure know how to pick 'em, huh? You know, you don't have to agree with me. I'll admit that it was a little insensitive of me, especially since I wouldn't put you through that. So, you're going to throw in a towel so soon? Well, you can use that towel to dry off your tears, and clean your nose, and put it in the washing machine for later use. Now you're looking at me as if I just spoke 7 different languages at once. Look, take it from me personally. There's nothing wrong with choosing to focus on yourself versus trying to get into another relationship. Breakups are awful, and you have every right to feel the way you feel right now. And people who try to convince you differently are one of two things. Insensitive or idiots. And sadly, those two are often seen together like some strange, dysfunctional married couple. So do yourself a favor and don't put all the blame on yourself. Sometimes it really isn't you. Sometimes, well, life is just unfair like that. What? What is it? Oh crap, baskets. I wasn't even trying to make you sob even harder. Jeez. Look, I didn't say you don't need to cry. Sometimes it helps to let it all out. Here, have another box of tissues. Considering a gift from me. Don't get any strange ideas. It's just, you know, people really like coming to this garden, but they also have allergies. And some don't wear a mask, so... Oh good, you're laughing. You have such a cute laugh. Thanks, but don't get used to it. I choose to be nice ever so often. Don't expect me to be your cuddle buddy 24/7. Comforting someone isn't my forte. But I am a good listener. So if you ever need someone to talk to, I'll be here. So what are you gonna do now? Yeah, you should sleep it off. It is late. Why do you want to sit next to me? I mean, there. Crying into your pillow isn't an ideal way to fall asleep. Okay, you can sit next to me. Just don't get any snot and such all over me. You're sitting rather close. No, it's fine. Just, warn me next time. Yes, it is weird to say that I smell very nice. Not because I don't want to get caught smelling like garbage around you. But because you smell very nice too. Then, we would be caught in this weird, awkward loop of smelling each other and throwing compliments about it. I'm gonna go back to studying now. I'm studying to be a horticulturalist. Okay, spell it with me, dear. Horticulturalist. Yes, horticulturalist. Basically, it's someone who manages cultivation of a garden. Think of it like farming. You work to help the plants bloom and produce fruits and vegetables. You think it's cool? Well, I don't know if you could tell, but I'm not exactly a city girl. I used to live with my parents back in the countryside. Our little cabin sat in the middle of the woods. I basically grew up around nature for years, and I grew to love and appreciate it. So my parents helped me move to the city to pursue my studies. I've been here for 4 years now, and I'm still used to all the noise. Yeah, the apartments included public access to the recreational garden on the rooftop, so I took it. I basically made it my favorite hang-on spot. I even planted some flowers here and there. Like those over there. Thanks. What do you mean? Wow. That was a very dumb move on your part. Gifting artificial flowers instead of a real one? You should have given those to me instead. What I meant is, I personally wouldn't have a problem with it. I know not everyone has a green thumb. Heck, I truly don't think I do. It took me many years and many disastrous tries to finally get something to grow for once. Whether the flowers were real or not, doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts. That's what is important. Yeah? And you're very cute. I mean, I don't think I'm that nice. But you keep saying I am. Meanwhile, that ex made you think you're not that cute. But I think otherwise. It only seems fair. Look at you. I guess all that crying got you all tuckered out, Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but this rooftop is nice. The night sky is pretty, and the atmosphere here is relaxing. So why don't you lay your head on my shoulder? Don't make it weird, it's just a suggestion. I would offer my lap, but it's currently in use. Plus, I'm gonna be here for a while, so yeah. Look, either take it or leave it. It's your call. A wise decision. Comfy? Yes? You're welcome. Hey, we can do stuff like this more often in the future. I wouldn't mind. Wow, you're out like a light already. You must have been very tired. I know you're fast asleep, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm sorry you had such a terrible experience with breakups. I know that you're probably not ready to jump back in, but in case you do, I hope you give me a chance. I know I'm a bit rough around the edges, but I'll try my best to be there for you. I want you to feel wanted and loved. I'm usually not a fan of people, but you're different. I feel flustered, yet at ease, whenever I'm around you. I think I said too much. You'll be okay. I'll be here for you. I promise. Sweet dreams, cutie. Sweet dreams.